This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 298 for Tuesday, March 8th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, hitting fresh highs in many months as the market continued to react to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Canola up $4 to over $20. The most active May contract, it's up $16.30 at $1,113.50 per ton. Crude oil climbed sharply higher on news the U.S. would ban Russian oil imports, and other sanctions against the country mount. Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all up as well, providing spillover support for canola. Weakness in the Canadian dollar and ongoing concerns over tight oil crop supplies also underpinned the futures, although ideas the market is looking overbought did pressure prices to some extent, and canola settled off its highs for the day. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, wheat lower, and corn mixed. Solid export demand contributed to the gains in soybeans, with the May contract up 30 cents at $16.89 per bushel. The USDA announced flash sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China and an additional 126,000 tons to other unknown destinations. Reports Malaysia will implement a 20% biofuel mandate by the end of the year contributed to gains in palm oil, which underpinned the vegetable oil markets in general. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report on Wednesday, and pre-report positioning was behind some of the activity. Corn traded to both sides of unchanged amid conflicting outside influences, the May contract though ending higher up 2 cents at $7.53 per bushel. Gains in crude oil were supportive for the energy-linked grain, but losses in wheat were bearish. U.S. corn ending stocks are expected to be revised lower in tomorrow's report. Wheat prices are mostly down today with turnaround Tuesday selling pressure after sharp gains over the past week. Minneapolis spring wheat down 57 cents in the May contract at $11.41 per bushel. Kansas City down 52 cents in May at $11.99 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down only 7 cents at the final bell in May at $12.86 per bushel. Russia and Ukraine account for a large portion of the world wheat export market, with the continued conflict raising questions over future exports. However, there were reports out of Ukraine today that the country still intends to issue export certificates, despite the fighting. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 193,000 tons of spring wheat to the Philippines. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.